what happened at Corbett Soccer Stadium. It has been a story for the Bulls all year long, that is, vastly outshooting their opponents and sometimes having to eke out wins and sometimes, well, not getting a win. This looked like it was going to be the latter, unfortunately, but the Bulls ended up tying it. Twice. Late. Amazing. First half, relatively uneventful, but for a big-time score for the opponent.
Misplay by Dennis McWhorter about 40 yards from goal. Martinez might want to get turned around. That is a long shot, and it's in. You could just see it. You could see it. And we told you she was dangerous. It was a misplay by Dennis. Martinez was sort of hovering around the top of the box. And as I was saying, she might want to get back. McWhorter was uncorking a ball from about 45 yards. And for all the practicing in front of the net that the Pirates did this week, that was nowhere near to being in front of the net.
And you heard some fans there. There was a good crowd from Greenville. As I said at the beginning of the broadcast, it had the appearance of a team that was going to be staying in state and going to Orlando to play UCF on Sunday, but that's not the case. In fact, they go back to Harrisonburg, Virginia. They just have a lot of people that were here. Kind of impressive. And if you're wondering, do they have anybody from the state of Florida? The answer is no. So there was a little bit going on in the crowd as well. Once they had the lead and were hanging on to it, sort of stinging comments from some of the Pirates fans and the Bulls fans were giving it back to them. And well, it just had, and you'll sense my frustration, the feeling for a while there in the second half as the Bulls just came out roaring. They returned the starting lineup and created opportunity after opportunity. But unfortunately, very few of them on goal, so Maeve English on the other side did not have to make many saves. This one was a good one, though.
Oh, that's a good long ball up by Bissett. And third, Niskus is breaking. First touch is heavy. Can she get to it? And it is just nudged wide by Maeve English. I don't know if she knew much about that. But that was a long ball by Bissett, and Thurton got past the all-conference defensive player, Kim Samford.
Who, by the way, Samford is just great. The Bulls had 9 shots in the first 15 minutes of the second half. ECU started to get a little bit better possession. Then they started to try and waste time when they could.
A goal kick. That was close. Penman Durston, I love what she just did. Battled to get the ball. It'll be a goal kick. She quickly jumps onto the ball and hands it to the keeper, Maeve English. And the official is essentially staring down the goalkeeper, looking at her, saying, let's go. And that's what you're going to have to do. There it is, a yellow. Maeve English needed to move the ball 2 centimeters, apparently, which, by the way, was going to take an extra 10 seconds. And she just got popped for it. So if she does it again, guess what? She's out of the game. So that'll be the last time that happens. And the clock stops with 21 minutes left. That's good officiating.
Jonathan Weiner, good job by the ref. There was officially going to be no more wasting time by the other team, but time was wasting away until finally this happened.
Nicello to LeBlick. Let's see if she can get the service down. Oh, good chip. Rising up to head it is a bull, but headed away again by ECU. Sent across and into the net! I don't know if that was a shot by Lucy Robertson. I don't care! They had that coming! And they've tied it up. 6 minutes and 5 seconds to go. Of all the opportunities
for the Bulls,
I think that was maybe a fluky one. And as I say, does not matter. They had that coming. It was a ball sent across by LeBlick. Wagner headed it out by a Pirate. And you know what? Roberts pulled that off. She volleyed it. She seized the moment. She kind of timed it up. And I think that was a shot. It's definitely a goal.
Couldn't tell. I was into this one a little bit. Roberts, actually, from my vantage point, looked like she was trying to just loft it across the box. But she was aiming for that upper corner and got it. Cindy Nicello went out for a little breather. She was unbelievable in this game. And as you'll hear me foretell here, maybe the Bulls started assuming that they were going to win.
And the Bulls have this game tied, but it's not over yet. 3.5 minutes to go in regulation. Amoxie creates some commotion there and gets it off to Riggs. You hear the Bulls coaches yelling to get back into the action there. That is a goal. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Another long-range blast. And I think it was Riggs. 3 minutes and 15 seconds left. And you got to stop those if you're the Bulls. You can't be beat twice from 40 yards. And the Bulls have been.
Felt a little bit hopeless at that time. You'll hear what Denise Shelty Brown said about the long-range goals. But 3 minutes and change left. Amazingly, enough time for Sidney Nasella to come off the bench real quick and do this.
So that wasn't quite as far away as the McWhorter goal in the first half, but it was a long-distance blast. That time, Sidney Martinez had to see it coming, and she just couldn't make the save. Now Nasella gets into the box. Has a rip. And a goal! I mean, to tell you, this is amazing! 2 minutes and 5 seconds left. What else could you ask for?
Nasella with a goal.
I guess 3 minutes is as long as she should be out of the game. Sidney Nasella got the ball to the left side of the box, took a couple of touches, and drilled it just underneath the crossbar. Honest to goodness, I'm a little surprised Maeve English didn't get something on that ball. But we are back even. 2 minutes to go in regulation. Nothing regular about this regulation, especially the second half.
Bulls outshot the Pirates 21-3, and what a shot by Nasella. Crowd was going crazy. The men's soccer team was behind the attacking goal. They shifted on over to the other side as overtime started. And first of all, I apologize for misidentifying the goal right away, but we got it figured out pretty quick who ended up scoring. The main thing is it was the Bulls.
Has not resulted in the shot. I see Cheyenne Dennis coming up from defense, so Leah's going to go back. Cheyenne sort of casually running on the right side. And this is going to be LeBlick serving it in from the left side. And they're all pointing towards Dennis. It's not going to get that far. Zamella has it. Boy, everyone on the ECU bench, everyone in the stands was yelling, get on too, because Cheyenne was being all casual there. Now she has it on the right side. Good chip ball into the middle. Gets over towards Nasella. Heads it. And it's in! The Bulls win! Deservedly so! And that was Cheyenne Dennis creating that opportunity. And what a way to end it. And I want to make sure I got the goal scorer right. I believe that was Zamella. And the whole entire team going over there to salute the fans who absolutely witnessed a classic. That was Chloe Zamella. I know they announced the goal as Nasella. It definitely wasn't. It was Dennis sending the ball in, and it was Ladmiri heading it, and Chloe Zamella snuck in and headed that one home. What a wild game.
So we do replay the games. The first half gets the, 25-minute version on the replay. Then you get the full hour that was the second half and the overtime, and the Bulls get the win. 29-5 was the shot count. ECU came into the game 4-4, and in their eight games, they had a combined shot advantage of 23 over their opponents. Now they're on the negative side, thanks to what happened in one game. Afterwards, Cheyenne Dennis, Sidney Nasella, and Denise Shelty Brown all at once here.
With the person who created all the drama, with her venture into the penalty area, Cheyenne Dennis.
Venture.
They were like,
new for you. How did you feel about the box tonight?
Did you think something was going to happen there?
I mean, whenever I'm near the box, I think something happens.
Oh, okay.
No, I think it was a good team effort, honestly, all around. Like, games like this happen maybe once every season. So to come back, like to go conceive a goal and then come back and then we conceive another one and to come back and then to score again, that takes a whole team effort. I can't even call out one person. I think it was everyone's effort and everyone's motivation to keep going and not give up and keep fighting to the last whistle.
Denise, obviously, when you guys tied it the first time, yeah, the plan was to give her about 5 minutes of rest, but that plan's changed.
We're like, Nasella, get off. Rest 5 minutes. Nasella, get back on.
Your take on the last, 10, 15 minutes.
I do think it was good leadership. Dennis stepping up and going in the box, and for me, a professional player takes the team on the shoulder like Nasella did at the end and says, okay, I'm going to try to do this for you guys. And I do think it was a team effort. I don't think I don't think it was a one-person, you know, victory, but I do think that, you know, a professional says, okay, this is my moment. I have to change the game right now. And we did. Honestly, it was a super stressful game. I think I lost like 5 years. I'm not sure. It was very stressful.
Cindy, just take us through the goal. I'm guessing that, you know, you kind of envisioned how it would turn out. You were going to go the whole way for where you went. Is that about how it went?
Honestly, no. The scoreboard said like 2 minutes, so I knew that there was only one place to go, and that was towards the goal. Enough of this going backwards. So I think actually our forward made the perfect run through the center back and fullback, which opened up my space. That gave me the touch. So whoever that was, props to her. And then I just ripped the shot, and it happened to go
that
in.
That was Chloe. She was doing the job. Yeah. Chloe was doing a great job.
Yeah, I think it was definitely more than a one-man effort there.
I don't mean to be like the one to bring back to like the two goals that you guys conceded, but obviously two, I would say, freakish goals to happen twice in one match. It seemed like a game plan the ECU had. Yes, it was pretty lucky to get those goals, but
we knew that going in. If you looked at their other results, there was another game that they were outshot by a bunch and scored the same way. Props to Jason. I think it was a very good counterattack game. They had numbers up on almost all their counterattacks. We were trying to manage it well, but at the same time, we had so much of the ball in their half of the pitch that we keep pushing numbers forward, and then we were like conceding numbers down on the counter. We asked Martinez to stay high, so I'm not gonna say anything about Martinez. This is confident, and those were two good finishes. The second one in particular was right in the corner,
upper 90.
I don't know if she could do it again ever.
Is her back okay after crashing into the goalpost like that?
I told you, she's literally crashed into the.
She's one of the strongest players on the team.
Honestly,
I'm sure she's fine.
Like her strength.
She's got 11 stitches, a broken back.
She's good.
Just take us through from your level, the stress level of the game. She said it was a super stressful game. You guys obviously showed out in the end.
Honestly, it might have been stressful for her coaching and watching, but I think like in those moments, great teams find a way to win. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what it takes together. It's just about being resilient as a group of 33. And I think that we showcased that today, never giving up and doing everything together in order to get that result.
For sure. And I want to shout out our bench 1,000%. Their energy today was remarkable. It was crazy. And to stick it out for us, even when we kind of drop our heads, for them to pick us up and be like, no, like, we got this, and then we're going to continue to be loud and cheer you guys on and give you guys energy. Even if you don't have it, we're going to give it to you. So I commend them for everything that they did for us today.
And the players that came in
too. You guys look like you're having fun.
Oh, it's always fun. But I mean, applause to the subs that came in and stepped up. Yeah. No matter how many minutes you get, you got to make something out of those minutes. Chloe coming in, making a huge difference. Katie, Kendall coming off the bench. And that's where great teams are successful. It's more than 11 players on the field. It's how deep your roster can go, even through cheering each other on.
Quite a night. Now the Bulls get a couple days. They head to Fort Myers to play FGCU on Sunday afternoon.